On a quiet cul-de-sac, picket fences, welcome mats. There's a perfect model home where I spend my days alone, singing, what a neighborhood, what a neighborhood.
You're listening to KAXE KBXE. We continue our conversations about elections and voting now. I'm Heidi Holton. A record number of people have voted early this year due to the global pandemic. This is going to make the people who do go to the polls Tuesday, November 3rd, more safe as well, with numbers of people cut down. Minnesota's done a great job at keeping the workers and voters safe. They tried this out at the August primaries. Sonia Merrill lives in Grand Rapids. She's originally from Denmark, and she became a U.S. citizen in 2016. Now, she is one of the many dedicated election judges, and she joins us now. Hi, Sonia. Thanks for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. Hi, Heidi.
Let's talk a little bit about your background and why you became a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, I moved to the U.S. a long time ago now. It seems like it was in the early 90s. For a long time, I actually wasn't able to become a U.S. citizen. I lived here for a long time just on a green card. But my own government finally allowed me to carry both citizenships. And so actually the 2016 election had a lot to do with that decision. I mean, first of all, I was now eligible. And second of all, I had lived in the U.S. for a long time with all of the rights of a regular citizen as a green card holder, including working and paying taxes and contributing to my community in every feasible way. And the only thing I couldn't do was vote. And maybe I was just getting older, but it continued to bug me. And so I deliberately went through the citizenship process in time for me to be able to vote for the first time ever in the 2016 U.S. election.
What was that first voting experience like for you?
I remember so clearly. I lived right in the city of Grand Rapids, and I got up early in the morning, and my polling place was over at the Armory, close to where the old school was located, as I'm told. Walked my dog over there on a cold November morning, and I felt so, so, so proud. Unbelievably proud. It almost makes me tear up to think about it. It was really special.
That isn't that long ago. That's 2016. Now you're even more involved. And I don't mean like you're out campaigning for people, but you are an election judge. Why did you want to give time in this way?
You know, maybe it's just me, but it has seemed to me during my 20 plus years in the U.S. or more now, 25 even, that our elections seem to have become more and more consequential, or maybe I'm just more and more informed. But I felt a need during this election season, which has been so different also because it's been so heavily impacted by COVID in every way, to do what I could to understand and to contribute to our democratic process, which has functioned beautifully for all of the years that we have been a country. I won't say beautifully, but it's functioned, and it's functioned well, I would say, for those who have been allowed to vote over the years. And I was worried, given COVID and given our very, bifurcated political environment, that things weren't going to go well. And I thought, well, at least I could do something. I could show up myself, and I could participate as one election judge to truly understand the process in sort of a nitty gritty way, and see for myself that our democracy still works. And that it really had a lot to do with that, sort of asking myself, what could I do for my community and for this process at this time?
So you were an election judge for the primaries in August. So on a local level, because, you know, we see a lot of national news, we see disinformation about what this election season is going to be like, that things are interfering with it. But are you confident in a nonpartisan election and how you've been trained and how it will go come Tuesday?
You know, I feel confident in the way that our county is handling our election. You know, all of us have been trained, several hours of training and reading and, you know, also equipment instruction, et cetera, et cetera. And I have a lot of confidence in how we're handling this locally. We have a lot of really experienced people from what I am observing. And again, this is why I wanted to participate, right? I feel like I am participating, I'm watching. I don't say observing like observing because I am suspicious. I'm actually observing in sort of a in comparison, right, to how I used to vote in my home country and how it works here. I feel like an at once an insider and an outsider because I have an ability to compare. And I wanted to just help it go well with what I have to offer, which is my time and my attention and showing up and doing my part. Now I forget your question, Heidi.
No, I think, I just wanted to ask a little more about nonpartisan, because the way that Minnesota has set this up, you know, you're not going to be, if you go in knowing you're going to vote Republican, you're not going to have an election judge ask you who you're voting for and try to coerce you into voting for somebody else.
No, that's where I actually see a really big disconnect when you work the election from the inside compared to the messages that you're getting from the outside. If you're somebody who's never voted before, I have nothing but confidence that the elections here locally will not only be fair and be managed really well, but they will also be safe. And there's a very, there's like an ethos when all of us as election judges, and of course there are several of us on at a site, you know, you step in the door and you know you are there for a larger, and I would say even sort of a solemn duty to a process that is larger than one particular person or one particular party. We're there to help our Secretary of State, who has the responsibility to conduct the election here in Minnesota, to do it really well. And I feel like those who showed up from both sides of the aisle, actually, we are required to tell each other which party we belong to, because the election judges have to actually represent exactly half of one party and half of another. And throughout the day, if there are any kind of questions or disputes about somebody who wants to vote and doesn't have quite the information available in hand to be able to at that moment in time, one representative from each party is always involved in every single small irregularity so that there isn't sort of undue influence from any party. That is really sort of left behind, and people dedicate themselves fully to process. And I think that's what it has, you know, impressed me the most.
I want to remind folks that by state law in Minnesota, your employer has to give you time off to vote. Also, Minnesota is a state where if you haven't registered, if you've been busy, you can register this on election day when you go there, or you can register at mnvotes.org. Before we go, do you feel safe health-wise when it comes to COVID? What kind of precautions are there for that?
You know, I feel very safe. I work for a local nonprofit. I've been working at home since March, like several people across our community. And I tend to fall on the sort of medium to pretty safe side of how I am out and about given COVID. And I would say that the election spaces I have seen, they are spacious. Everybody is mandated to wear either a mask or a shield or both. I see many with both because we're there for a long time, 16 hours at least. If folks don't feel safe coming inside, or if they, for medical or other personal reasons, are not comfortable wearing a mask inside that space, poll workers who are masked and shielded, one registered from one party and one from the other, will actually help you vote on the outside of the building. And so to me, it seemed very well organized, very safe. And like I said, I think the key is that if you're not comfortable going in, you are very welcome to vote outside, and two people will help you do that.
So you're going to have a very long day next Tuesday. Do you have your comfortable shoes all set?
I do. I have comfortable shoes and maybe even an extra pair and maybe even an extra mask. And we're well taken care of. The folks at the city and the county who organize this, I can't thank them enough. We're well fed and taken care of. And it's, I'm looking forward to it. It went well at the primary, and I expect nothing else next week.
That is Sonia Merrill. She is a local election judge in the Grand Rapids area. Thanks for doing your American duty, and thanks for talking today.
Thank you, Heidi. It's a pleasure.
What a neighborhood. 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 What a neighborhood.